Mike Harding here with another hour and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music, to which you are all very, very welcome indeed. I've got loads of stuff for you this week because there's been piles of new CDs coming through the letterbox, so this show is going to be almost completely new tracks, or perhaps in a couple of cases, CDs which are new to me in that they came out a couple of years ago and I didn't get sent them or didn't get my hands on them. So I'm going to play you 17 tracks, hopefully, of really, really most excellent music. And a special welcome to all those people listening in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the west of Ireland and South Africa. Don't forget, you can go onto the website, 3W's MikeHardingFolkShow.com, and you can download all the previous shows and this one, and you can put them on your iPad, your iPhone, your clone or whatever, and listen to your heart's content. I'm going to kick off with a new CD from Gillian Frame. The CD is called Pendulum. Gillian is a fantastic fiddler and singer from north of the border in Scotland, still a young woman, and she's worked with some fabulous people on this album. Mike Vass has produced it, tenor guitar, and he's also a singer, of course. Anna Massey, great guitarist. She's also singing on the album. Ewan Burton on bass and vocals, Phil Haig on percussion, and Adam Holmes on backing vocals. Adam Holmes is making quite a name for himself, not just in Scotland, but everywhere, because of the quality of his singing and his songwriting. So a great team working with Gillian Frame on this album, and she's had the very good sense to open the album with a song written by that great songwriter, Findlay Napier. So much talent north of the border nowadays, it is unbelievable. You'll find that's quite a lot of Scots music on this programme, because it's simply so damn good. Here's a song called Rothes Colliery. Rothes was a new super pit which was sunk after nationalisation and was going to do so much for the Scottish coalfields. There's a superstition that if a woman goes down a pit, it will bring extremely bad luck. The Queen went down in 1958 and the pit closed in 1962. I love this song. It's one of my favourites off the album. Let's see what you think. Gillian Frame with Rothes Colliery. Stuff. Findlay Napier song there, and that's Rothes Colliery from the Gillian Frame new album Pendulum, and I'll play you a track or two from that in the weeks to come, I promise. Now, Leila McCalla may be familiar to some of you because she worked with the Carolina Chocolate Drops for quite a while. She's born in Haiti. She's a really interesting musician and singer. She was the cellist with the band for quite a while, like I say. And she's crowdfunded her new album, which is called A Day for the Hunter and A Day for the Prey. This is a track which features Aurora Neeland on saxophone, amazing sax player. And I love the way that they got the sax and the banjo working together in this, a bit like old-time jazz, really, rather than simple old-timey music. But I love it. I think it's really beautiful. But let's see what you think. This is Leila McCalla with Far From Your Web.
Grace has kept me far from your web. Oh, me, how I nearly was fooled. I thank my lucky stars that I'm far. Grace has kept me far from your web. I roam free in my garden instead. I thank my lucky stars, the little bird told me all the things I wouldn't have heard. Though my soul is free, your spirit haunts me. Grace has kept me far from your web. Oh, me, how I nearly was fooled. I thank my lucky stars that I'm far. I'm far from your reach. Though your arms are long, my soul is free. Your spirit haunts me.
I love it. But as a banjo player, how could I not love that? Leila McCalla there with Far From Your Web, featuring the great saxophone playing of Aurora Neeland. That's from the album A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. Now, the word rant, as in the collier's rant, or in the Oldham rant, is actually an energetic dance, or the tune for such a dance. It also means the verb to make merry, to frolic, to rant. And it also means a band of four of the best musicians to come from the Shetland Isles and from the Highlands. Bethany Reed and Jenna Reed, both from Shetland, and Sarah Jane Summers and Lauren McCall from the Highlands. They've got together, and this is, I think, their second instrumental album, and it is absolutely sheer perfection. I was saying about Scotland and what great music is coming out of there. Rant have been described as Scotland's chamber folk quartet. This is a tune called Dad's 60th, from their new album Reverie, and it's a birthday present for Bethany Reed's dad, which is lovely. I just get socks. Nobody ever writes me a tune. Thank you. Well, what a lovely birthday present that is. Brilliant stuff. Dad's 60th from the new album from those four girls from Scotland, Rant. The album is called Reverie. If you want any information on any of the tracks and artists on the show, don't forget, go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and there's links through to everybody that's ever appeared on this show, ever. Now, I'm going to tell you that I am reading this next bit just so you don't think I'm a brilliant genius. Son of John is the moniker for Worcestershire-based folk singer-songwriter Jacob Johnson. He's got a debut album called Autumn's Hymn, which is a collection of both original songs and traditional songs. About the lad, I know no more, other than that I do like what he does. I love the fact that he's got his own distinct voice, and I like the fact that he really deals with the songs beautifully. But let's see what you think. That's more important. From the album Autumn's River, this is Son of John with the classic, Spencer the Rover.
This tune was composed by Spencer the Rover, as valiant a man as had ever left home. And he has been much reduced, has caused great confusion, and that is the reason he started to roam. In Yorkshire near Rotherham he has been on a ramble, weary of travelling he sat down to rest. At the foot of yon mountain he saw a clear crystal fountain, with bread and cold water himself did refresh. With night fast approaching to the woods he's resorted, with the woodbine and the ivy his bed for to make. And he's dreamt about sighing, lamenting and crying, go home to your family, rambling for sake. Was the fifth day of November of a reason to remember, when first he arrived home to his family and friends, and they did stand so astounded, surprised unfounded, to see such a stranger once more in their sight. Children come around him with a brittle prattle in the stories, a brittle prattle in the stories to drive cares away. And he's happy as a man with thousands of riches, contented or a maiden or ramble away. Was composed by Spencer the Rover.
Lovely stuff. I'm sure that was a cock I could hear crowing in the background there as the song faded out. That was Son of John from the album Autumn's Hymn, with a beautiful version of the great classic song, Spencer the Rover. Now, Vince Brophy, an Irishman living in Australia, wrote a beautiful song. Well, he wrote quite a lot of songs about boats, but he wrote one in particular, which I think is lovely, called The Pig and Whistle Roll, which is about a ferry boat, I think, in New South Wales. And Penny Davis and Roger Illett have recorded it on an album called Timeless Land, Songs of a Restless Country. And I think it's lovely. And you people listening in Australia early morning, it might cheer you up a little bit. Who knows? Penny Davis and Roger Illett with Pig and Whistle Roll.
Young, the old man told his tale. You could catch a little steamer to Sydney town. I remember now, he thought a while, the Illawarra, she was fine as she sailed through the heads to Circular Quay. With his sailor hat pulled tightly down, the years of which had formed his ways, he rubbed his silver grey whiskered chin. He said, I can tell you tales of boats, the like of which you'd never heard, when you shared your seat with Farmer Jones's pigs. He said, the pig and whistle rolled up and down the coast. You could sail into Sydney markets any day, like a floating zoo, sheep and cattle too. You could sail to Sydney markets any day. We'd run from Twofold on the Clyde, steam and collar at Wollongong, then chase the wind up to Port Jackson Bay. In perfect time we always ran, and blew our whistle at Southhead, where you'd see the people bustling by the wharf. He said, the pig and whistle rolled up and down the coast. You could sail into Sydney markets any day, like a floating zoo, sheep and cattle too. You could sail into Sydney markets any day. Told me tales of the seafaring life he'd known, where steamers tied and tugs sat by the quay. No pigs or calves on the Tuesday steamer, it was the rule, he told me so, of the Illawarra Steam Navigation Company. The pig and whistle rolled up and down the coast. You could sail into Sydney markets any day, like a floating zoo, sheep and cattle too. You could sail into Sydney markets any day.
Great stuff. The Pig and Whistle Roll. Penny Davis and Roger Illett there from their album Timeless Land, Songs of a Restless Country. Now, Kent Duchesne, that great American blues shouter, is coming over here on tour. In fact, let me just have a look at these lists here. Throughout May, June and up to July, he's all over these islands like a rash. Princess Riseborough, Buckinghamshire, Gloucestershire, Whitstable, Kent, Birmingham, Skegness, Shrewsbury, Putney, Glastonbury, Rugby, Eastbourne. You can find details, of course, on his website. Do go and see him because he is a legend in his own lunchtime. From the album Looking Back, here's the great blues man, Kent Duchesne, with the Willie Dixon song, Little Red Rooster, Too Lazy to Crow Before the Day.
Too lazy to crawl for day. Well, I'm the little red rooster. puppies in a barnyard, upset in every way. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. The dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. All you striking people, little red roosters on the prowl. Watch out, you little hens.
From Kent Duchesne's album Looking Back. And like I said, the guy's on tour through the rest of May and June up to early July. Do go and check him out if you get a chance. Now, Kate Bramley is longtime fiddler and singer with Jez Lowe's Bad Pennies. I bumped into her again recently when I was working on the Costa del Folk away up there in Mallorca when they came and did an absolutely stunning two sets on the main stage. Kate is not just a great fiddler and singer, she also is a great recording artist in her own right. Her album, Little Canaan, I think is quite beautiful. And from it, this is a song called Trevithick and the Mine, which is about a group of Cornish miners who went over to work in the Californian goldfields. Apparently they were such tough and skillful miners that they were really highly prized and highly valued underground. And for some reason, they gave them the nickname Cousin Jacks. So lads from Cornwall who went to work the Californian goldfields were all called Cousin Jack. Here's Kate Bramley.
Trevithick at the mine. The bank says we won't make it till the end of 79. We'll have to tunnel deeper, but the water's at the tracks. Don't you worry, said Trevithick, just ask me Cousin Jack. Cousin Jack's hard rock miners, Crofty's finest, the Cousin Jack's. A dub hand at the blasting, even when he's sober. He hasn't killed a man now since back in late October. If there's gold in California, he's the man to watch your back. Don't you worry, said Trevithick, just ask me Cousin Jack. Cousin Jack's hard rock miners, Crofty's finest. On the payments, hear the greedy banker's wine. Although they're rich as sultans, there grows the empire mine. If we had their pretty pennies, we could solve it in a crack. Don't you worry, Sir Trivethick, just ask me, Cousin Jack. Cousin Jack's hard rock miners, what is honest, Cousin Jack's? And now the dandy from out east that me daughter would have wed, he's had a run-in with Mackenzie's mule, and now the groom is dead. And me money's with the preacher somewhere in that Bible stack. Don't you worry, Sir Trivethick, just ask me, Cousin Jack. Cousin Jack's hard rock miners. And down a mile under grass valley, the Cornish pumps held out. And when they hit the sea, we should have heard the miners shout. We'll need more hands below to get the gold out from the black. Don't you worry, Sir Trivethick, just ask me, Cousin Jack. Cousin Jack's hard rock miners. What is finest, Cousin Jack's? Cousin Jack's hard rock miners. What is finest, Cousin Jack's?
Trivethick and the Mine from Kate Bramley's album Little Canaan. Now, Yo-Yo Ma, as many of you will know, is a Chinese-American cellist. He was a child prodigy, and he's been making music for many, many years. As a classical musician, he's known all over the world, but as a folkie, I love him in particular for the Appalachian music that he's produced with people like Agamair, Chris Thiele, Mark O'Connor and Sam Bush. You might know his albums Appalachian Journey and Appalachian Waltz. Well, he's just done an album called Sing Me Home with the Silk Road Ensemble. And the Silk Road Ensemble include people like Lisa Fisher, Bill Frisell, Rhiannon Giddens, Shajat Khan, Martin Hayes, the great Irish musician, Abigail Washington, and this lass, Sarah Jarosz. From the album Sing Me Home, issues with the Appalachian song Little Birdie, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble. And as soon as the music starts, you'll know why they call themselves the Silk Road.
Because I've been a grieving, grieving enough to
come sing to me a song. I've a short while to be here, and a long time to be gone.
Stuff. I love it. Love it. Little Birdie, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble, featuring Sarah Jaroche there on vocals with Sing Me Home. And I'll play another track from that album in a few minutes' time. But first, I'm going to play another track from the album from Pete Bullock, Fee Fraser and Howard Mitchell, who collectively call themselves The Old Fashioned. This is a song written by Jez Lowe, and it's called The Last of the Widows. And just like the Rothers Colliery song, it's another true story. Jez recorded it originally on his album Bead Weeps, but I think that the Old Fashioned do a fabulous version of it here. Yeah, but let's see what you think. Here's The Last of the Widows.
The last of the widows of the Duckbill scene is lying tonight with a young man again. They're clinging fast together, soothing sighs of pain and coaxing back the love their loss survived. The last of the widows of the Duckbill flare is brushing black dust from his strong brown hair, and he's stretched on her bosom with his love laid bare and making up for time they've stole away. Parting words were never spoken, last kisses never broken, she never even watched him walk away. But the last of the widows of the Duckbill scene reached out and took his hand again today. The last of the widows of the Duckbill fire stood bleak and bewildered as the count climbed higher. Then she wept for the world across a newsroom wire when she heard his name called out across the crowd. And when the whole world turned to leave, 80 women turned to grieve and cursed their compensation through their tears. But the last of the widows of the Duckbill scene can close her eyes and wipe away the years. Thank you.
very beautiful version of a fine, fine song. The Last of the Widows there from the Old Fashions album Strawberry Leaves. And if you wondered, it's Jude Abbott playing flugelhorn there. Jude Abbott, one-time member of Chumbawamba, and a fabulous brass musician to boot. Here's another track from the Silk Road album. This features Rhiannon Giddens on lead vocals, one time, of course, lead singer with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And it's her version of St. James Infirmary Blues. This is absolutely fabulous.
And six choir girls to sing me songs.
Great stuff. From the album Sing Me Home, that was Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble, featuring Rhiannon Giddens, Michael Ward-Bergman and Raylon Yount there, which gives that beautiful klezmer feel to the track, St. James Infirmary Blues. Well, what an album. If that doesn't win a Grammy, I will ride my bicycle naked through the streets of Settle. Now, what am I going to say about this next bloke? I know absolutely nothing about him other than that I do like this next track. Andy Murdoch is described thus. He writes and performs his own songs, most of them in a comedic kind of vein. He describes himself as more wordy than musician-y, at least as far as his guitar playing is concerned. He says, I've played saxophone for the last 3 decades in various bands, but I've only been trying to sing and play guitar simultaneously for about 4 years. Think I'm finally getting the hang of it. Genre-wise, my stuff is all over the place. Ska, jazz, and western swing, I often seem to end up writing about characters. That's one thing that's fairly consistent. Well, talking about western swing, this next track is pure western swing. I don't want to go to Albuquerque. You'll soon get the hang of it.
I'm a man in a van, that's what I am, and I'm also a country music fan. I drive and I hear them songs most every day. But to tell the truth, to be right candid, I'm fed up and I can't stand it, the way they only name check places in the USA. Fact is, I don't wanna go to Albuquerque, I don't wanna see Duluth. I'd rather sing a song of the Kyle of Tongue, that's a God's own honest truth. Why would I wanna go to Albuquerque, when Crabston's calling me? At Pitt and Weem and Turning Green, I'm as happy as a boy can be. Yeah. Well, 24 hours from Tulsa's not far enough for me. Show me the way to Amarillo, I'll reverse with alacrity. Chicago's not my kind of town, nor Flagstaff I have found. Better get my kicks on the A66 when Cockermouth's on me round. No, I don't wanna go to Albuquerque, they can shut the Golden Gate. I'd rather cop a rash in Rottingdean than cross the Lone Star State. Why would I wanna go to Albuquerque when Crabston's calling me? At Bumley Gill and Horrid Hill, I'm as happy as a boy can be. Well, they sing of a woman in Nashville or a girl in Baton Rouge, but I got a mama in Macclesfield and a seaside honey imbued. I got three or four ladies potty for me in Stoke and Hanley Town, but I felt a bit amiss ever since they had a kiss with Penny from Porton Down. She gave me fever. No, I don't wanna go to Albuquerque, I can wait to see Bel Air. I'd rather immolate in Immingham than spend me time out there. What would I wanna go to Albuquerque when Crabston's calling me? At Oldham Mumps and Solomon's Tump, I'm as happy as a boy can be. John Shuttleworth pines for Blatherwike. He never made the trip, but I've planned it. It's a bitty little one-eyed blinking sort of place, more a cheroot than a hamlet. I'm headed down there for a high old time, despite the diminutive stature. I like Blatherwike and I'll take a proper hike just to cop the top of Nimical Rapture. No, I don't want to go to Albuquerque, I won't waltz in Tennessee. I'd rather catch crabs in Cromer than chill in NYC. Why would I want to go to Albuquerque when Crabston's calling me? At Bassenthwaite Lake and Bottom Intake, I'm as happy as a boy can be. I don't miss the turn for Ticklecock Bridge or Wishapiscopee. Get your fill of booze and piss a clough by Mavis Enderby. You can sniggle as you wriggle through Giggleswick, I guarantee a smirking twat. Crackpot's cool and Tom in Tool is only second to Slap a Twang Flat. No, I don't wanna go to Albuquerque, I really don't wanna see Duluth. I'd rather stick matches up me fingernails, that's a God's own honest truth. Why would I wanna go to Albuquerque when Shitterton's calling me? At Wetley Rocks and Knob End Locks, I'm as happy as a boy can be. At Wetley Rocks, Knob End Locks, I'm as happy as a boy can be.
Ooh, an A minor seventh with diminished rooted ninths. By the sound of it, not a clue. Well, what a fine, fine song that was. I Don't Want to Go to Albuquerque. And that's from Andy Murdoch, and it just came in a plain wrapper with scrawled across the front of it, Bits. I do hope he produces a full album soon, because I really like what he does. Now, I played you a track from Mari Campbell's new album, Pulse, last week, or the week before, I can't remember. And I'm going to play you a track now from the previous album, which was called Seven Songs. This one is called Oh Man, Jock Tamson. Now, Jock Tamson's bands is a phrase which I think means all Scots everywhere. John Tamson was an innkeeper in Montrose in the late 18th, early 19th century. He was also heavily involved in the Highland sports, the traditional sports of poaching, smuggling and dodging the revenue. His inn was a safe house for many fellow ne'er-do-wells and poachers, and the phrase, there's nobody here, where all Jock Tamson's bairns was supposedly first used by his daughter to put off the revenue men from searching the house. There's nobody here. We're all Jock Tamson's bairns. They were all hiding in the cellar, of course, but people say that the phrase Jock Tamson's bairns became a popular expression ever after to define smugglers, poachers and reavers, and by extension, all Scots. And I did not write that last bit before you pick up the pen to write and tell me off. Mari Campbell here is looking at Scotland from an entirely different viewpoint, and I think this is a really strong song. The dialect is quite hard to understand. I think I only get about 60% of it, but that 60% is real good. Mari Campbell with Oh Man, Jock Tamson.
cold drift close, a lassie hanging round the danger zone, eggling for a pound or two to buy a fix to keep her gone. In the park, so young Caqueta, farmer's horse they dig and dell, selling coca leaves for fearing they could call a ground their cell. And his old man, Jock Thompson, a wheen of wains, have scaped your ee. Maud had raveled, Maud had tavered, in a world that's aye a gee. World that's aye a gee. When Ali came frae Ralpindi, it was never in his mind that he'd be selling Scuddy books or keeping Jakey stocked wi' wine. Doon the Coogate, neck and cider, twa three chiels sat on the ground. On the kirk wall, somebody scrieve it, I am lost, I'll ne'er be found. In his old man, Jock Thompson, off we know wains have scaped your ee. Maud had raveled, Maud had tavered, in a world that's aye a gee. Barkies marking cellar, keeping poor folk misemployed, walking scarcely scar to living, selling tickets to the void. And his old man, Jock Thompson, a wheen of wains have scaped your ee. My dad raveled, Maugot tavered, in a world that's aye a gee. That's aye a gee, and his
old man Jack Thompson from Marie Campbell's album Seven Songs. A couple of tracks of pure English traditional music now. George Spicer, that great old traditional singer, from his album Blackberry Fold with the German Clock Mender. A version of this I know from Lancashire is the German Clock Winder, but George Spicer's version is every bit as good. That's going to be followed immediately, without any break, segued, in fact, as they say in the business, by that wonderful band The Rude Mechanicals from their album Lady Pentweasel's Maggot, with three tunes, Liam Brown's Jer the Rigger and Sullivan's. But first of all, George Spicer with the German Clock Mender, a song which has got more to do with bedroom antics than it's got to do with the science of horology.
A German clockmaker to London once came. Hermann von Tick was this proud German's name. All round the town on his way he would trend, shouting aloud any clocks for to mend, with his toodle-lie, oodle-lie, oodle-lie, toodle-lie, oodle-lie, oodle-lie. This German was handsome, the ladies' delight. All of them wanted their clocks to go right. Some were too fast and others too slow, but 9 out of 10 he would make their clocks go with his toodle-lie, oodle-lie, oodle-lie, toodle-lie, oodle-lie, oodle-lie. He once met a lady in Queenberry Square, who said that her clock was in need of repair. She invited him home that very same night, and in less than 10 minutes he put her clock right with his toodle-i-oodle-i-oodle-i-ay. Toodle-i-oodle-i-oodle-i-ay. She invited him home that night to take stock, when all of a sudden there came a loud knock, and in walked her husband, and oh, what a shock, for he caught that young German a-winding her clock with his toodle-i-oodle-i-oodle-i-ay. Toodle-i-oodle-i-oodle-i-ay. Then out spake the husband to his wife Mary Ann, "Why is it, my dear, you engage a strange man to wind up your clock and leave me on the shelf? If your clock wants winding, I'll wind it myself with my toodle-i-oodle-i-oodle-i-ay. Toodle-i-oodle-i-oodle-i-ay." That's it. That's a song that you can take either way you like.
Yes, I know the last two were Irish tunes, but it was a purely English band playing them. That was the Rude Mechanicals from the album Lady Pentweasel's Maggot, with Liam Brown's Jer the Rigger and Sullivan's. Before that, you heard the late George Spicer from his album Blackberry Fold with a beautiful version of the German Clock Minder. Classic old English bawdy song, and knelt wrong with that. Now, I've been playing Rachel Newton's new album, Here's My Heart, Come Take It, to bits in my car as I've been driving up and down the country. It's a wonderful, wonderful album. And I got in touch with Rachel and she sent me an album of hers from a few years back that I didn't ever get sent, called The Shadow Side. And it's got some absolutely amazing songs on it, including this that I'm going to play you now, Lady Diamond. And I quote now from some notes I got off the internet. The brutal story of a king who kills his daughter's low-born lover and sends her his heart in a golden cup. This has been found from the Middle Ages onwards as a story. Boccaccio retells it in his tale of Gismonda and Guiscardo, and in later years it was several times made into a play in England and elsewhere. Turned into a ballad, it was widely known throughout Western Europe and Scandinavia. Well, it is a spine-chilling story, fit for the Hammer House of Horrors, and Rachel Newton sings it beautifully on the album The Shadow Side. This is Lady Diamond.
There was a king, a glorious king, a king of noble fame, and he had daughters, only one. Lady Diamond was her name. He had a boy, a kitchen boy, a boy of muckle scorn. She loved him, oh, she loved him, aye, till the grass o'ergrew the corn. It fell upon a winter's night, the king could get no rest. He came up to his daughter dear, just like a wandering ghost. He came unto his daughter dear, pulled back the curtains long. What aileth thee, my diamond dear? I fear you've gotten wrong. Oh, if I have, despise me not, for he is all my joy. I will forsake both dukes and earls and marry your kitchen boy. Oh, bring to me my merry men all, by 30 and by 3, and bring to me my kitchen boy. We'll murder him secretly. Not a sound unto the hall, and ne'er a word was said, until they had him safe and sure between two feather beds. Now cut the heart from out of his breast, put it in a cup of gold, and present it to my diamond dear, for she was both stout and bold. Oh, come to me, my henny, my heart. Oh, come to me, my joy. Oh, come to me, my henny, my heart, my father's kitchen boy. She took the cup from out of their hands, set it at her bedhead, washed it with tears that fell from her eyes. Next morning she was dead. Oh, where were you, my merry men all, when I gave meat and wage, that you didn't stay my cruel hand when I was in a rage? For gone is all my heart's delight, gone is all my joy. For my dear diamond, she is dead. Likewise, my kitchen boy.
A beautiful version there of Lady Diamond from Rachel Newton's album The Shadow Side. Now, just thinking there how much that tune reminds me of the tune for Renadine. Amazing how many tunes travel and work their way into different songs. Now, a couple of days ago, I was at the Green Dragon Hard Draw in Wensleydale for a folk weekend, the folk gathering, and the concert I saw on the Saturday night was just amazing. Granny's Attic were brilliant. Jimmy Ulrich and Sid Goldsmith were superb, as was Dinny Bartley and Chris Sherbone and Emily Sanders. It was a fantastic night. I've just picked one track that I'm going to play you, and I'll play you tracks from some of the other people in the weeks to come, perhaps, but this is a wonderful version of What You Do With What You've Got, the Cy Khan song, and it comes from the album Let the Wind Blow High or Low. Jimmy Ulrich and Sid Goldsmith.
Oh, you must know someone like him. He was tall and strong and lean, body like a greyhound and a mind so sharp and keen. But his heart just like a laurel grew twist and drowned itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. Not how big your share is, it's how much you can share. It's not the fight you've dreamed of, it's those you've really fought. Not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you've got. And what's a good of two strong legs if you only run away? What good is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good are strength and muscle if you only push and shove? What's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. Not having your share is it how much you can share. It's not the fight you dreamed of, it's those you've really fought. Not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you've got. Between those who use the neighbours and those who use the cane, those in constant power and those in constant pain, and those who run to evil and those who cannot run, which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. Not having your share is it how much you can share. It's not the fight you've dreamed of, it's those you've really fought. Not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you've got. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. Not having your share is it how much you can share. It's not the fight you dreamed of, it's those you've really fought. Not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you've got.
What You Do With What You've Got from the album Let the Wind Blow High or Low. Jimmy Aldridge there and Sid Goldsmith, who, like I say, tore the place apart at the concert at the Green Dragon Hard Roar a few days back. Now, I've just got time for a couple more tracks, and I'm going to play you one from a brand spanking new album that just came through the other day from Harp and a Monkey. Regular listeners to this show will know that I'm a huge fan of that legendary band. They remake, they remould songs and stories, working within the tradition and extending it and making something different each time. Well, the new album takes traditional music hall and playground songs and reworks them so that they tell the stories again but slightly different. The new album is called War Stories, and it includes recordings of war veterans, in this case a woman who worked in a burial squad because there weren't enough able-bodied men to actually go dig the graves and bury the bodies. It's called The Young Trooper Cut Down in His Prime. Many of you will know it as a song about a young soldier cut down because he's met a woman of the night, as they used to say. Here, Harp and a Monkey give a slightly different slant on it. I think it's absolutely brilliant, but let's see what you think. The Young Trooper Cut Down in His Prime.
As I was a-walking down by the Royal Hospital, grey was the morning, that was the day. I saw a young soldier all wrapped up in linen, all wrapped up in linen, and as cold as the clay. Well, the bugles were playing, and his mates were all praying. The padre was kneeling down by his bed. The last rites were given and all sins are forgiven. The sergeant was sitting with his hands on his head. So beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Sound the death marches that carry him. And over his coffin, throw a bunch of red roses. For he's a young trooper, cut down in his prime. Six of his comrades to carry his coffin. Six of his comrades to carry him on high. Let everyone hold up a bunch of fresh roses so no one will smell him as he passes by. On the cross by his grave, well, you have these words written. Listen, all young soldiers, take warning from me. Beware of the flash girls who work in the city, 'cause the girls of the city were the ruin of me. So beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Sound the death marches that carry him. Of red roses, for he's a young trooper, cut down in his prime.
Things differently in Cheetham Hill, Manchester. That was Harp and a Monkey there from their album War Stories, with a young trooper cut down in his prime. Now, you're not going to believe this, but between recording that last bit of stuff and sitting back in the studio to have a bit of a natter with you, I've been down into town to settle for a bit of a session. A mate of mine, Andy, is heading back up to Scotland, so we thought we'd get together and have a few beers and a few tunes. And a couple of us meeting ended up as a full session. Loads of other people came down, including American singer-songwriter Corrine West, would you believe? She's in the area rehearsing with Sam Lawrence, who's a multi-instrumentalist, and together the two of them are going out on a tour the length and breadth of this country. Corrine West is a very fine singer-songwriter. She picked up the guitar last night and sang a rake of songs with us in The Lion in Settle. We had great crack. And at the end of the night, she gave me a copy of her new album, Starlight Highway. I'm going to play you a track from it now, which I particularly like. It's about a sailor giving up going to the sea, coming home because he's had enough. He wants to be home with the people that he loves. The track is called Give Our Ships Away, and the lady has got a remarkable voice. And not just that, she plays a mean guitar too. Last night, she was in fine fettle in the boozer. But here she is on record, Corrine West.
Love, I'm coming home.
Kareem West with Give Our Ships Away from her new album Starlight Highway. And if you want to see the lass live, she's on tour throughout the rest of May and most of June. Details on her website, which you can find your way to via our own website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. If you go to the website, you'll find a link through to every artist that's ever been on the show. And as I always say, so please forgive me if you're sick of hearing this, you can download every programme that we've broadcast, particularly you people listening on the airwaves. You might not know that. You can download this show as a podcast and stick it on your iPhone and keep it for as long as you like. You can also go and find the donate button if you so wish and throw a few bob at the show to keep us afloat, but that's up to you. Thanks ever so much for listening. Another hour and a bit of wonderful music coming up next week. In the meantime, spread the word, keep the faith, and mind how you go. Ta-ra.